Praise the Lord. I have a burnt offering and peace offering for the Father this afternoon. When the time is close to the conference, I'm like, I look at my friend contact that I, who should I, like the new friends that I in contact with, which one should I send? I have one, but I actually sent an invitation to her, and then she said she actually have no time, but if she have time, she will attend, but unfortunately she wasn't here. So, but praise the Lord, and later that a day later, my teacher asked us in class that what are we gonna do during the July 4th weekend. So I'm like, yes, the Lord opened the door. So I announced it briefly to the whole class that we're gonna have the conference regarding the priesthood over the July 4th weekend.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And for the priest offering, it happened this morning. Mimi and I found out that our dad is in the hospital. His situation seemed to be not good. I when I heard about it, I about to get worried, but the Lord was with me. He said, "Trust in me." So I'm like, "Yes, Lord, I'm gonna trust in you. My dad is in your hands." So I from worry to great calm. So I'm like, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes. Amen.
I want to bring the Father Christ as my meal offering and my burnt offering. On the flight to the United States, I sat next to an older woman from Lithuania, and we didn't talk much the first part, but through my interaction with her sitting next to her, I was still able to express the Lord's fine humanity. And finally, this woman opened up to me and started to talk with me about her mother. And after the conversation ended, the Lord in me was not satisfied yet. So I took him as my burnt offering, and I asked her if she knows the Lord. And this led to a wonderful conversation where I found out that she makes her living by updating the scriptures into Polish and Lithuanian so that the people always have the language matching the meaning. And then the Lord reminded me of, he gave me Hebrews 4, verse 12 to speak to her in faith. For the word of God is living and powerful, praise and sharper Lord. Than any two-edged Jesus. Sword.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
I'd like to worship the Father as an all-inclusive offering, but also, mainly a burnt offering. Yesterday, the time came to be for the fellowship in the afternoon, the question-and-answer time, and I was in bed, and normally, if I have to get up, I can get up. But at that moment, everybody, all my family members were going, and I couldn't. My limbs were just so heavy, and I couldn't move, and I just felt, oh, I'm not going to make it. In my flesh, I could really see that my body was not going to move. And I told the Lord, my spirit I want to follow you. I want to go to the meeting. And I really, I was reminded of what Paul said, that he wants to know the power of his resurrection.
Amen.
And also in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies.
Amen.
Through his spirit who dwells in you.
Amen.
So inwardly, I just prayed that. I said, in myself, I cannot move. And the Lord really, I told the Lord, Lord, only you can be the one who is for the Father's will. You can give me the strength, right, to do this, to get up. And so I just really closed my eyes and prayed. And about a minute later, really there was the power of resurrection. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I was able to get up and come here with joy. And the Lord really is so wonderful and faithful.
Amen.
He really is the one who can fulfill the Father's will. And he can accomplish it in us. And he is this wonderful resurrection power.
Amen.
Yes. I really want to give God the glory.
Amen.
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 I'd like to worship the Father with Christ as a meal offering this evening. Philippians 2:4 says, let each of you not look only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. And I've been living on my own this past couple months. I've gotten used to just taking care of myself. But this week, in preparation for the conference for hospitality, the Lord kept bringing this verse back to my memory. And I told the Lord, you know, in doing this preparation, I don't want to just take care of others' needs, but I want to do this with your humanity.
Yeah.
And so I praise the Lord that we can experience him in such a way that we can have his fine humanity worked out in us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Last week, I didn't have anything for the Father. So this week, the beginning of the week, I actually took the Lord as a sin and trespass offering. That, you know, to really repent before the Lord, that I don't want to, knowing that we cannot come to the Father empty-handed and yet still come without anything to the Father. Beginning of this week, you know, at work, I have a new manager, and we were going over the plan for the year, what's my quota, how much I have to sell, and they broke it down into months and weeks and days, right? So it was very clear to see. So it's not just a daunting number that you think it's impossible to achieve, but when you break it down into the months and also the weeks and even the day, then you see each day there's something you have to do. Right, little strides, little steps toward that goal. And I really realized, wow, Lord, you know, if I deal with this, like, with my earthly managers, but I don't have such a consciousness or such a concept to hold myself accountable to you with regards to the kingdom. And I really told the Lord this week I want to at least prepare a burnt offering for the Father. And so I just have to praise the Lord that you know, in so many little things, right, when I'm about to react, when my flesh is not pleased with something, or when I hear something right away, I want to talk to that person, I want to complain already, but the spirit within me really said, no, just wait, right, don't say anything. In that moment, I could take Christ really as my obedience and to pray, start praying about the conference. And to really cleanse myself so that my heart would be ready for the conference. And I was also brought to remembrance 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. It says, therefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
I was really praying over these verses and to really experience the Lord also as the fine humanity, right? So he always waited on the Father's timing, for really waited on the Father's answer, telling him what to do. And many times I see that I don't, right? I'm always just so distracted. I see something, I go after it, I react in myself. But praise the Lord that he is really living in us today, and he is the all-inclusive offerings for us to experience. So to offer this experience up to the Father.
Amen.
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 To worship the Father with the sin and trespass offering. I was expecting a stressful day, and it was a really struggle when the day came, and unfortunately, the whole day I didn't really turn to him, and it continued to be a struggle. But after the day, the Lord showed me that throughout the whole day I didn't turn to him, and I really had to repent and take him as my trespass offering. But praise the Lord that it's not a one-time experience, and God wanted to change me. And so this day was right before the conference, and I realized that we cannot be trying out of ourselves in his house or in God's tabernacle. And we should, when we serve him, we should not be sweating as the priests should act. And so then I also knew that I had to do a certain amount of tasks before the conference started. And so right from the beginning, I turned to the Lord and was able to take him as my burnt offering as well, and really have him deal with the sin that was in me, to really learn to see what God wants and how he wants us to do it. And I learned to take him right from the beginning, and he was really faithful. He led me through all the things he wanted me to do and when to do it. And praise the Lord, things went very smoothly. So I want to offer this up to the Father.
Praise the Lord.
I have a burnt offering for the Lord, for our Father. Yeah, starting with to have a fellowship with the brothers to concerning the conference, the contents, and then sharing. You know, I always have a feeling, and I know I'm not good in speaking. I'm not good to give messages. I really have thought about, I say, why I have to take this time, and there are many other brothers has the talents really to give, to present the truth. And but certainly the Lord showed me this is my attitude. It's not something to do with a share a message or not. And this verse come to me, and on Hebrews chapter 10, now the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back.
Amen.
To petition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe that is my soul telling me.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose my face. I don't want to really do something. I hear the voice, but I said I want to be obedient.
Yeah.
I want to be absolute. But when the speaking comes, I draw back. Right? And then also in the First Peter, verse 9, chapter 1, verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. I brought this to the Lord, and then I really gained this part of Christ, that this faith, my faith in me is strengthened. I really want to give the Father glory and give him this part of what I gained. And what changed me.
Yeah.
Certainly I don't wish So many times I have to share, but still, I have this willingness. I know I cannot, and you might know also, but but the Lord will help me.
Praise the Lord.
Thank the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Father. For Christ as my sin offering. You know, usually when we're in preparation for the conference, I'm always looking to the Lord to be my meal offering, the fine humanity to deal with all of the things that come up, especially the last 5 days before the conference. But you know, these past conferences, I realized that just the Lord as the meal offering was not enough. Because many times there would be certain things that would happen, and this flesh of mine just wants to rise up and be defiant. And I realized that this is the power of sin trying to have dominion over me. And so this year, as we got closer to this conference, especially in the last week, I said, Lord, this year I want to experience you as the sin offering. Because in Romans it says, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but for the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in its lusts. For do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall have shall not have dominion over you.
Amen.
For you are not under law, but under grace.
Amen.
I said, Lord, if you really are the sin offering, then you have to confirm with me that you would release me from this influence of sin, especially in certain situations that I have to go through. And the Lord really took me to task on this, because this week I thought I kind of had the week planned out okay. But an unexpected project landed on my lap. And it was not at the right time. And every time the phone call came in, as much as I wanted to experience the Lord as the meal offering, my flesh froze up. And this is when the Lord exposed me. He says, you need to learn to take me as the sin offering. Before the situation arises, I have to begin to take Christ as my sin offering.
Amen.
So I said, Lord, right now, release me from the dominion of sin, not to react. I want to be freed from this. And this was an exercise. It didn't just happen overnight, because each day there were at least two or three instances and it would just come up. And some of the times I failed, but praise God that some of the times the Lord delivered me. And I have to really praise the Father for giving me Christ as my sin offering, because he really can deliver me.
Amen.
And I just appreciated how much that Christ really is our sin offering.
Amen.
Who can deliver us from the dominion of sin within our flesh.
Amen.
And I pray that, you know, we're not done with the conference and we still have a few more days with a lot of things. I want to continue to exercise, to experience Christ as my sin offering, so that this body of flesh would not rise up, and this would give me an opportunity also to experience Christ as my fine humanity in the meal offering.
Amen.
So praise the Father for giving us such a Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, I would like to offer up Christ to the Father as my burnt offering. This week I had an interesting situation, because I was having lunch with a friend, and out of blue I ran into someone I knew from 5 years ago from doing martial arts. And it was so random, I didn't even know his name anymore. I had to think back. But then we agreed to hang out, to have some lunch. And after that happened, I really thought about it, and I realized this is really from the Lord, and how all things are prepared from the Father, and how I shouldn't use this opportunity just for my own soul life so I have another friend to hang out with. But really to, from the beginning, really to give it to the Father, to him, really share the gospel with this friend, and so, regardless of the outcome. And so it was good to really lay it before the Lord. And then when we met up, then it was very clear what I wanted. And it was good. He is still an unbeliever. And I was able to testify to him that he needs the Lord. And also testify from my experience. And yeah, I also invited him, but and he said, "I'll let you know." And we all know this means no or not now. But I still thank the Lord for this opportunity to take him. And as the Lord also said in Mark, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. So I want to thank the Father for Christ as this burnt offering.
Amen.
Burnt offering for the Father. This week I started my first internship, and I didn't really know what to expect, but I told the Lord, okay, I want to take every opportunity to experience you, and also I prayed that he would really give me the opportunity to share with some of my coworkers. And when I got there, well, first of all, I'm not used to having to drive so long to get somewhere, like every single day, and so I didn't really know what to do with the time. But then I remembered that in the Word it says pray unceasingly, and so the Lord was like, okay, this is the perfect time to pray. You know, you're not carpooling with anybody, you know, you can't do anything else, so, you know, just pray. And so I really used the time to pray, you know, to pray for the conference and to pray for my friends on the swim team, and also for my workplace, that he would really prepare the hearts of the people there. But when I got there, as I was meeting with my supervisor, and I asked him, you know, oh, what do you guys usually do for lunch? Because usually lunch is the time where, you know, talk to people and you can get to know them and maybe preach the gospel. But he said that, oh, we all usually take our lunch whenever, and nobody really eats with each other, and we just, you know, take our lunch at the desk, or, you know, everybody does their own thing. And I was just like, oh, Lord, how am I supposed to preach the gospel to anybody if I'm never talking to anybody except for on Skype or something? But the Lord told me, you know, just wait. This is only your first day, you know. There's still 12 more weeks. So the next couple days, you know, I was just praying to the Lord, okay, you know, you have to open up a way. And then my supervisor told me that on Fridays, then some of them get together and go out to eat for lunch. So on Friday, I was really praying to the Lord. I was like, okay, this will be my first opportunity to actually talk to somebody in the workplace besides my boss, and I really want you to be able to use this time. And so praise the Lord, I was able to take him as my burnt offering while we were having lunch, and they were asking me what I was going to be doing this weekend. And so the Lord opened up an opportunity for me to share with them about the conference and, you know, about the church and how it's, you know, the most important part of my life. And the Lord also told me, you know, just invite them. Even though, actually, both of them are Indian, and one is, I'm not sure what their background is, but I just told the Lord, I was like, okay, well, I'll be faithful to invite. And both of them had plans for the weekend because they were going out of town, but I was really thanking the Lord that I could really take him as my burnt offering to speak with them about the Lord, because I mean, this since this is my first job, I wasn't really sure if this was appropriate to be talked about in the workplace, and so I wasn't sure how it would be received, but the Lord told me, you know, just speak. And so I really have to praise the Lord that he can be the obedient one in us, and I even wanted to offer this up to the Father.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, I want to bring a meal offering to the Father. Because this week, there was a certain situation that really caused my flesh to rise up. Mm-hmm. Like, really high up there. Yeah, and there were a lot of things that I wanted to say and wanted to do. Because, you know, the flesh is very, very strong.
Yeah.
But the Lord really told me to take Him as my meal offering. And right then and there, the Lord removed all the anger in me. Yeah, and praise the Lord, for He is our meal offering, and that He can really make the change in us.
Amen.
I also want to worship Christ as a meal offering. Situation change because my children grow. And on the first time when he was coming here, it was kind of, I would say, much easier because kids younger and they usually sleep over the trip, mm-hmm. you know. And now they go growing and they don't want to sleep. They want to have some activities during this trip, yeah. And they feel boring if they do nothing. And they want to play, and they talk to each other, and it's kind of hard on me because I have to focus on the road, and I also have to focus what they talk about because I need to be, as a father, need to be in control in everything. And I experienced before that was very hard for me. Even my kids realize because I ask him, please be quiet, please be more respectful, because I'm driving, it's hard. And this time, I pray the Lord, please, I give you this situation in your hands, and I don't want to be so bothered a lot. I just want to have peace during this trip. Yeah. And the Lord did His miracle, and this time I was, even road was hardest, I would say, than before, and the situation on the road was not so easy, but their noises, they talking, it didn't bother me, and I felt the peace inside, and I was enjoying them, because Lord told me, enjoy them while they here, because pretty soon they're gonna grow up and you're gonna miss this time. Yeah. So praise the Lord for Amen. His peace.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, He is our peace.
Amen.
It's also our birth offering. You know, the other night while I was home babysitting, just getting ready to listen to live stream, and I realized I couldn't find my phone. Oh. And you know how many times a day, you know, around the house, I drop it here, I put it there, and I started getting a little flustered. But there was just this voice in me and said, seek ye first the kingdom, you know, and the rest will take care of itself. And so I said, okay, Lord, I'll go deal with the live stream. And I put on my laptop, and it says, it's all flash player. And one time I did that, it didn't work well, so I said, okay, I closed it and went to the iPad. And I said, wait till for the experts to deal with that. But I praise the Lord, you know, that just the simple obedience, and it's really Christ in us that is obedient to do the will of the Father.
Yeah.
I mean, even for me to stand up to speak, I do not like to speak in public. But praise the Lord. You know, I went through, sat through, listened to the meeting, and at the end of the meeting, I said, okay, Lord, now it's time for you to find my phone. So I rambled my phone inside, outside the garage, I mean, into the house, I didn't find it. But the Lord just reminded me, go into the yard. There it was. But praise the Lord, you know, he is faithful. And he is both our peace and our burnt offering.
Amen.
And I have burnt offering to offer to the Father. So last night I was in bed, like, and I couldn't go to sleep because I like drank some tea. So I stayed up until 1 or 1, or maybe 4 to 2. But then, that at one moment, it just somehow like my memory just came back to me, and I just realized that I forgot to take like the quiz online for my school, as it's due on the Friday night, and so I'm just like, what? I was really disappointed in myself, right? Because I just feel like I'm just a student and I don't really working and don't do anything except I'm study. And yeah, but at that time, so I just like quick emailed my professor to ask to expand the time if he could. But actually in the morning, he just said, no, I already expanded. And yeah, you couldn't make it, so I'm sorry or something. So at the table in the morning for breakfast, we have morning wash. So yeah, I'm just like, my emotion just dropped. And, you know, I couldn't think of anything. I was so disappointed to myself. And yeah, but at that moment, you know, have to turn. And the Lord really lift up my emotion. And, you know, today we have to praise Him. Mm-hmm. And have a meeting, and yeah, so praise the Lord that mm-hmm. after that I still be able to open my mouth and yeah, pray to Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
To offer Christ to the Father as my grand offering. I started a new summer internship a couple weeks ago, and I tried to wake up a little early, like 5:30, because I need to be at work at 7, and my body get adjusted to that time to wake up at 5:30. Then on Saturday, I end up waking up at 5:30. I don't have to go to work at 7. So I don't know what to do. But then the Father reminded me how the fellowship with Him at that time. And I'm glad I didn't go back to sleep right away. But I take that as a burden for to give myself and fellowship with the Father at that time. And also I have another burnt offering. I pray, you know, last conference we have an issue with the equipment, with the noise. But then I ask the Lord that I can experience Him during this time. Amen. Not to do it in myself, mm-hmm. but to do it with Him.
Amen.
Because the service that we do in the church life is not, that's not the worship. But through doing that, the Lord, we can experience the Lord that we can bring to the Father.
Right.
So so I pray to the Father, and I said, I don't want, you know, the saints to be disturbed with those noises. And then it was good the first day, and the second day it happened. But I'm glad that I still have that peace, because I already told the Father to take care of it. So I want to give this to the Father as a burnt offering.
Amen.
Thank you.
there are quite a few experiences that I want to offer to the Father. Firstly, a meal offering. In our sharing regarding the priest, one of the characteristics is that the priest needs to have a temperament that's called temperate. And temperate is very close to the word temperature, but even though it's a completely different thing. And the reason I bring this up is in our meeting hall, we now have a automated control of the temperature. And I'm one of the brothers that has the control. And sometimes the room gets very cold. Sometimes it gets warm. And it's really, really difficult to find the balance. And sometimes the saints will complain, oh, it's so hot. And others will say, oh, it's freezing. And I really just have to really go to the Lord. How do I do this? It's impossible. And sometimes I will set a temperature in a certain way. And because there are other brothers who also have the setting, next thing I know, oh my goodness, it's a completely different temperature. And we are just adjusting each other's temperature. An experience of the Lord as our meal offering. We really need to be balanced. Not too much one way, not too much the other way in our serving of the Lord. Because we are not only serving the Lord, we are also serving the saints. And the saints have various different needs. And so this matter, I really experience Christ as my meal offering. And in preparation, I realized the topic, that it's not something that we're just going to cover on the matter of the priesthood, and then we will just move on, and then we will do something else next time. Because the matter of the priesthood is really a lifetime thing. Right? We are called to be priests. And we can't just be priests over a conference. Okay, now I'm a priest. You know, it takes training. It takes practice. Sorry, it's kind of cold. it's not just something that we learn from a weekend conference, but it's really a calling from the Lord. And we all need to take this matter seriously. And in Exodus, the Lord says, if you obey my voice. So obedience, the matter of taking Christ as our burnt offering, is always the key. We need to obey the Lord's voice and keep his covenant. And if we would do so, then he will make us a kingdom of priests. And so we pray, Lord, perfect us, right? Train us through our daily life, through home life, work life, whatever situation in our church life, in our contact with brothers and sisters, please train us that we all can be the priest that can really satisfy you. Amen. And this really requires taking Christ as our burnt offering.
Amen.
Because every ounce of our old man doesn't want it. We don't like restriction. We don't like the Lord to tell us what to do. But I was always reminded when the Lord was on the earth how faithful he was to do the Father's will. And that is really something that I need to experience. And so as we were being asked, you know, what is your job? What is my profession? I think it's clear. Our profession is we are priests. We're called to be priests. And we need to learn to be the proper priesthood that can satisfy the Lord. So may the Lord really speak to us. Yeah, and make us not just a priest, but a kingdom of priests.
Amen.
That through the training of learning to be a priest, one day when the Lord comes, we will be able to rule and to reign with him in his millennial kingdom. The ruling does not start today, but the priesthood, out of experiencing Christ as all the sacrifices, is today. And we need to seize every opportunity and be perfected. So may the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen. Amen. I also have a burnt sin and trespass offering for the Father. Over the past month, I guess I've been working on, I'm a developer at work, and I've been working on getting together a new group of people for the summer. And you know, I finally got like the approval from my management for like the budget and everything, and there's a brother that wanted to apply, and so I gave his resume to them, and we ended up hiring him. And you know, when he was working there, you know, it was like one day passed and he didn't really get too much done, and like 2 days passed and like, you know, there wasn't really too much work getting done. 3 days passed and I was like, well, Lord, you know, was this the right decision, you know, to bring him on board? You know, and I really didn't, it's my sin and trespass because I didn't really, you know, trust in him fully. You know, I trusted God in the sense that in the very beginning when I knew that, you know, that God would give me someone who's qualified and he's the best at judging those qualifications, but, you know, I shouldn't have doubted, you know, that person's ability, or, you know, I shouldn't have acted so soon, I guess, in a sense. I should have been more patient and seeing how it all turned out. And so, you know, now it's, you know, now the person's very productive and it's, you know, everyone's happy, so man, it's not going to kill me. So, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're doing all things in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I have a meal offering to the Father. So yesterday, I missed the Q&A session. I decided today I must be on time. But some brothers play sports and came back so late. At 4:30, then they're taking shower. At that time, I really almost lost time where I was thinking, oh, we cannot late again. We must be on time. But the Lord reminded me to come to the conference is for applying the word, not just knowing the word. Amen. So thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. I really come down and waiting for brothers finish, then we come to the meeting. Mm-hmm. So I want to offer this to the Father as a meal offering.
Yeah.
So in the future, I want to learn, continue to apply the word in my daily situation, yes. Not just to learn the word. Right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 In all these time, especially the conference time, there's so many things to take care of, really so many things. Firstly, the word, the prayer, the fellowship with the brothers, and on top of that, there are so many other things to do. And one word really kept ringing within my heart is, today, if you hear his voice.
Amen.
And I told the Lord, Lord, you have to train me even more to hear your voice in every small details, every day. It's not possible that one day should go by that I do not hear your voice. And if I don't hear your voice, there must be only one reason, that my heart is still hardened. Not being able to hear. So I said, it must be my problem, so heal my ears.
Amen.
Give me an ear to hear. And I really praise the Lord for his faithfulness.
Amen.
To experience Christ in such a very practical way, even in small matter. And I, many times, did not even ask whether I should do this or that. But he initiated the talking. Just a very small example. John Yao was going to pick up the dear guests from the Philippines. And I asked John, what time are they coming? John says 12:45 or 12:30, somewhere like that, midnight. Wow, okay. But then the Lord told me, and he initiated, accompany John to go. I did not initiate that. If it were my initiation, it's time for me to go to bed. Right? But I really praise the Lord because it is such a practical word from him. And it was so clear that I cannot deny it and say no, or I did not give any excuses. And I told John, I'll accompany you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In a moment, I reacted to that voice and learned obedience and obey his voice. There was such a strength and peace within my heart. And I must say, I was really tired. But it does not matter at all for me. Right. And another small incident concerning my niece, who is now in Philadelphia. And she was going to get a car. And she, of course, my brother and my sister-in-law, her parents, was with her for 2 weeks or three, couple of weeks, to help her to settle down. And again, just last couple of days, again the Lord told me, call her. Well, at first I said, well, you know, what can I do to help her? This is nothing, right? I was buying a car. But again the Lord said, call her. And while Mucheng was there, we also talked about, well, what kind of a car should she get? And to really help. And it turned out she was really at a loss to get a car. What kind of a car should she really get? And the Lord sent angels from New York to my home. And we could have some fellowship about it. And it was just the right time for me to call Lorraine when I talked to her. Right? Even though these are not very spiritual arrangements from God, but a very clear initiation of the speaking of the Lord. Just very clearly call her. Right? And to obey that voice of the Lord really strengthened my inner man. Not only because I called her, but there are so many other things that are more important concerning the Father's plan in the conference. The word, the burden, the revelation, more clarity to apprehend. I really praise God.
Amen.
That he is a speaking God.
Amen.
It was wonderful, and my desire is to be more clear in hearing the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
And obey whatever he says.
Amen.
Now, this is really to enjoy Christ as such, a burnt offering, or even in his humanity, learning obedience, or doing whatever is pleasing to the Father. Right. By doing so, it really is a very strong encouragement. That is why I believe the Lord has encouraged us to share more concerning this matter. And I really praise God that all the brothers are bearing this burden together. Even Mucha. Hallelujah. That was really wonderful. It was really good. Even in this matter, much prayer to the Lord to strengthen many. Because I've been complaining to the Lord, the harvest is ready. I said, even long before when you were here on this earth, you had this problem. And today, we need more brothers to really bear the burden for the harvest. And we all need to pray for this. The Lord will really strengthen and raise up such a wonderful priesthood. Amen. You know, this matter of the priesthood is not just for the knowledge. Maybe many other conferences in the past will help us gain some knowledge, but this burden of the Lord will not help any one of us if it's not put into practice.
Amen.
And I really praise God that He showed us His will. Amen. Because this is definitely the Father's will. Amen. At the end of this age, to prepare us for His coming again.
Amen.
And no wonder our Father, God the Father, did not allow us to move on to another so-called topic. Conference to conference to have another topic, but to pin us down in this matter of almost over 2 years now. About 2 years. Because it is the Father's will.
Amen.
And our prayer and my prayer is breakthrough in us.
Yeah.
That finally He will gain a holy and a royal priesthood.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe more and more the Lord has been opening our eyes in a very practical way.
Yeah.
Right? Not in wonderful speech messages, but very practical to encourage each one to enter into this reality.
Amen.
I really want to worship the Father for this.
Amen.
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 Amen. I would like to worship Father with my sin and trespass offering. Last few weeks I was really very, very busy and overwhelmed with works and some other job. And I was really very down, and last week when my sister called me, I was really very extreme busy that I couldn't have my 8 hours sleep a day. And when she called me and I said, I'm very busy, and the thing she commented is, why are you so busy? You're already retired. You shouldn't be doing anything. You shouldn't. So I really made me upset, and I said, why don't I have to eat? Don't I have to cook? Don't I have to clean the house? And I got so mad, and then she got mad. She hung up on me. And then later on, she wrote me an email. She said, bad attitude. First, I know that I and the Lord really told me to apologize. I didn't want to apologize. I know that I knew I was wrong. I knew I should apologize. But that moment, I didn't want to do it. I have tons of things to do. I said, every day I have 1,001 things to do. And I can only accomplish 10 things. And every day is adding up. And then she And then and later on, the Lord said, confess, apologize. But I said, yeah, Lord, not now. I even bargained. So, but the Lord's, 2 days later, I wanted to call. And then next day, I called her, and she didn't want to pick up my phone. Because I know she was mad, and then she didn't want to talk to me. So I said, okay, it's not my problem anymore. But I was supposed to write her a letter because I know she won't pick up the phone. So I was going to write her an email to apologize. But I was really overwhelmed with things. So, but the Lord knows my heart. But I just asked the Lord to forgive me. So the whole week I was really very, and no peace. I have no peace because I didn't write the email yet because I know I was wrong. And even though I have a reason, because this is not the first time she did to me. Every time she called me, I don't want to pick up her phone. But when I have time, I want to pick up the phone. And then she start comment the same thing, like, I am retired. I should not be that busy. I should. I say, I live alone and I have to do a lot of things by myself. And she won't understand. She thought I should be doing nothing. And because I, even though I'm retired, but now I really want to put time for the Lord. So in the morning before I have my breakfast, I really want to spend time for the Lord. But I don't want to boss and tell everybody that I'm busy because I want to spend time with the Lord and then this and that and then, you know. So I just say, I'm busy, I don't have time. But when I spend time with the Lord, that day goes smooth and everything, a lot of things were done. But if I don't spend time with the Lord, that day is a mess. And I felt that a lot of things didn't go smooth, so I have to try to, but sometimes in the morning before I got up, the phone already ringing, and sometimes the phone is important, I have to pick up. And when I start with the phone and then it didn't work, and then I ignore having my fellowship with the Lord, and that day was really bad day for me. And at the end of the day, I realized it was a bad day. And because I did not spend time with the Lord first, so, and that's why I seek the first kingdom of God. So I praise the Lord. Then this time, during this conference, I really praise God for opening my eyes. Because before, when I read the book about priesthood, I thought priest is for men, not for women. We are none. For Catholic, it's none. N-U-N. Okay. But actually, we are N-O-N-E. Because we're women. But really, the Lord opens my eyes that we are all the same. We are supposed to be a priest, even though we're a woman. But in the Bible, all the priests are men, right? But I thought, man, that's not our job. But now the Lord opens my eyes to it, that we are all priesthood. We have Amen. To be holy. We have to really prepare our heart and ourselves and be obedient to all His commandments and His, and to follow the Father's will, even though we are not men, but we are also, we want to be the priesthood in that day, the Millennium Kingdom. So I praise the Lord for this time that the Lord really spoke to me and stir up my heart and again in spirit that I should be more, try to be more holy and then to really control my temper, control my tongue, control my spiritual life and try to do the will of God and follow the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. on a lunch break, I was talking to one of my web design clients on the phone, and one of my coworkers was there, and he was eating his lunch there. And then after I hung up with my client, I said, "Oh, that client talks a lot." And he said, "Well, I observed that you're very patient with them." And I thought, "Oh." And I really have to praise the Father for giving us Christ as a meal offering, because this patience really did not come from me, but it came through Christ. This is really one of the fruits of the Spirit. And I want to worship the Father with this.
Amen.
Amen.
I guess it's my turn. I was procrastinating so much, but, you know, even when we sing the song number 200, it was like, life is full of opportunities, and it's like, so rare. We are having a really hard time in Sacramento because that's just my husband and me. So it's like me, myself, and I. We have a conference, and Lord actually was speaking to my heart, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to share. It's kind of weird. You know, because it's just what I heard. It's not meal offering. It's still mess for me. But, you know, and I just, again, another song, the Lord is coming and we are waiting for him. I'm like, I'm not using even this small opportunity for me to share. The Lord actually revealed to me, like, we want to go come to Holiest Holy, right? And we shared, brother shared during this conference, why our prayers are not answered. Because you're not taking those steps. And the Lord actually revealed this to me. So if I want my prayers to be answered, I actually have to crucify myself, like, you know, be cleaned and actually do those steps. So maybe the situation in Sacramento then going to be changed. So I just want to really praise the Father so he revealed this to me.
Amen.
And I use this opportunity.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.